אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד
We're reading in the writings of בעל הסולם
לתלמוד 10 הספירות
The article the introduction to the study of 10 ספירות continuing with item 96 You can ask questions on our website
hub.tv
Selected questions will be asked during the lesson
כן צדיק וב
ולפי 96
Yes 96 maybe we can start from 95
אפשר
Yes, we can.
Okay, so we will start from item 95. Now you see why the Torah is called life. As it is written, see, I have set before you today life and good. And also, therefore choose life. And also, for they are life unto those who find them. This extends from the verse, in the light of the king's face is life. Since the Creator is the source of all life and all good. Hence, life extends to those branches that adhere to their source. This refers to those who have labored and found the light of his face in the Torah. That is, those who have been imparted with opening their eyes in the Torah in wondrous attainment until they were imparted the revelation of the face, meaning the attainment of the true providence which befits his name, the good, and the conduct of the good is to do good. Item 96. And those who were rewarded can no longer retire from keeping the mitzvah correctly, as one cannot retire from a wondrous pleasure that comes to his hand. Hence, they run from transgression as one runs away from a fire.
But don't think that they do it because of the will to receive, but because of the will to bestow that they acquired. That's why they are constantly in this effort. But this effort is felt as pleasure to them.
It is said about them, but you who adhere to the Lord your God are alive, every one of you, this day. As his love is bestowed upon them in natural love, through the natural channels prepared for one by the nature of creation. This is so because now the branch is properly attached to its root, and life pours to him abundantly and incessantly from its origin. It is because of this that the Torah is called life.
טוב, תמשיך, אין שאלות, אז אנחנו, כן?
Keep going, there are no questions.
You just said it, you explained that it's not because of the pleasure, it's not because they enjoy the situation.
They cannot separate themselves from this great pleasure because the pleasure is to be in order to bestow, since it connects them, it ties them to the Creator, not to their will to receive, but to the desire to bestow contentment.
But how is it possible to understand such a thing, that there is such a pleasure and they don't take it to themselves?
To understand, you cannot, but you can attain and then perhaps see that he's right. Next.
Item 97. For this reason, our sages warned us in many places concerning the necessary condition in the practice of Torah, that it will be specifically lishma, in a way that through it one will be awarded life, for it is the Torah of life. And this is why it was given to us, as it is written, therefore choose life. Hence, during the practice of Torah, every person must labor in it and set his mind and heart to find the light of the king's face in it, meaning attainment of open providence called light of the face. Any person is capable of it, as it is written, those who seek me shall find me. And as it is written, I labored and did not find, do not believe it. Thus, one needs nothing in this matter except for the labor alone. It is written, anyone who practices Torah Lishma, his Torah becomes for him the potion of life. It means that one should only set one's mind and heart to attain life, which is the meaning of Lishma.
לא שומעים, רב.
רב, we don't hear you.
רב, לא שומעים אותך.
רב,
don't hear you.
It's not from our practical work. These are very, very high degrees. So you hear it exists. You need to know about it somehow.
98.
אתה
תראה שמה שיקשו המפרשים על מצווה.
98. Now you can see that the question the interpreters asked about the mitzvah, commandment of love, saying that this mitzvah is out of our hand, since love does not come by coercion and compulsion, it is not at all a question, since it is entirely in our hands. Every question, every person can labor in the Torah until he finds the attainment of his open providence. As it was written, I labored and I found, believe it. When one is rewarded with open providence, the love extends to him by itself through the natural channels. One who does not believe that he can attain it through his efforts, for whatever reason, is necessarily in disbelief of the words of our sages. Instead, he imagines that the labor is not enough for every person. And that contradicts the verse, I labored and did not find, do not believe it. It also contradicts the words, those who seek me shall find me. Specifically, those who seek me, whomever they are, great or small. However, he certainly needs a labor.
Meaning it's impossible to obtain from the Creator corrections, adhesion, connection, and so on and so forth, except through labor. And this labor has to be because has to be as the scrutiny or the sorting of the vessels and receiving the fulfillment. Everything is in the power of labor, and we learned that the labor is done entirely in the tens, in the connection between us. Since by that we arrange, we establish more and more the broken vessel of Adam Arishon.
Доброе утро, Раф. Что значит, что любовь не приходит путем подчинения?
What does it mean that love doesn't come by coercion?
You cannot bend the person to love something. You can merely place conditions. In those conditions, he sees how much you help him, support him, work for him, you give him, out of that you can awaken the love in him, and even that with great caution, because it's possible that his love will be inverted into hate.
The Creator behaves with us cautiously.
That's exactly what we find out later, that the Creator is extremely cautious with us, and that's why he doesn't open himself with us, and he's not giving everything out in the open. It's all so that we would be able to remain in our free choice, in this very fine seam between love and hate, between gratitude and demand. That's how it is.
How do we discover this, Rab? That's my last question. How do we discover this caution?
only through patience. When you do everything Kabbalists recommend for you to do, and you do it patiently.
Peter. Tov. Ein. Veseder. Chaver.
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 Good morning, Rav. My question is, when are we in the greatest adhesion with the Creator? During the prayers, during a workshop, during a lesson?
That is a complex question. If I turn to the Creator with a question, then I'm adhered to him through my question. He is the upper one, I'm the lower one, and I adhere to him, let's say, like a baby to its mother. If we are adhered as two people who love one another, who give to one another, then I don't need him seemingly to receive from him. Rather, we are mutually there for each other. If I'm in gratitude, then I'm grateful for receiving from him. In other words, there are many states. What state is the best? You cannot say. Each and every state is there in order to scrutinize and correct a certain part of the world to receive. And the sum total of what we attain all the states where darkness will shine as light. And then all the loose ends will connect together. And we can say, and to say what is better or worst, what is more or less, you cannot. You simply can't. So our final state is called circular or spherical. Nothing has preference over anything else. And that's why we come to this complete form.
So we need to be in the feeling that we're constantly adhered to him, no matter what action we're performing. We are always adhered.
Correct. Very true. You said it beautifully. I agree with you 100%. You should write it down. In every state, whatever it may be, we are cleaved to him. Except in each and every state, we need to reveal or discover this adhesion. There may be a state where I'm so bad, I'm the worst, I'm disgusted with myself. Discover that you are adhered to him. That's it.
It's the same like the Creator. He wants us to always be like him. And this is the feeling we should have all day long.
Correct. You're right. Turkey one.
Dear Rav, a question from a friend. It is said that we should always feel delight or happiness in this work. On the other hand, sometimes we also say that we had better die if we cannot succeed. How can I bring those two conditions to an agreement? Thank you.
Why not? Do you identify with your will to receive? No. Can you identify with your will to bestow? No. You are as an expert who is scrutinizing from the side your states, and you seemingly you perform a restriction. You disconnect from your will to receive. And then you wish to become a matchmaker to match will to receive and the will to bestow. the Creator and the ego the Creator created. You wish to tie them together to make peace between them. Shalom, from the word hashlama, wholeness, completion. So you see that there's no good and there's no bad, only how much you can combine them together in your work. That's it.
Galil West.
Galilee West.
Rav, what is life? Is that some imagination? A dream? What is this essence?
Life is the method for maintaining the existence of protein, according to Marxism.
And in the work?
No, it's a joke. They back then didn't know that. That there are additional elements from which you can combine and make life. But seriously, what is life? Life from within ourselves is the will to receive that resembles the Creator. The feeling of resembling the Creator is called life.
Okay. When can I feel that I'm similar to the Creator, me or the Ten?
Whenever you want, there's no problem. There are no limitations there. Whenever you want.
It's available to me each and every moment, really?
It's before you, ready. You just need to want it.
Latin 4.
Shalom, Rav. En el amor por el Creador hay egoísmo.
Hello, Rav. From the love to the Creator, in the love to the Creator, there is egoism. In the love to the Creator, is there egoism there?
If not egoism, I would never been able to reach love for the Creator, because I can love the Creator only to the extent that I rise above my ego. I don't have the measure of love itself towards someone. Rather, as much as I can seal off my ego and rise above it towards the other, the degree of my rising above my ego towards the other is called love. But true love, that is the Creator, that is clean bestowal, unconditional. With me, it can only be the opposite of my ego. That's why it says, I've created the evil inclination. That's first. So you'll have what to be, from what to begin the creature.
My prayer is for the ten, for the connection of the ten. But I get a desire from the Creator. But I call it my prayer. And that sounds like a contradiction. So I should ask for the connection of the ten, because each one is different.
You are right. We receive our prayers from above. From me, can only one prayer can come. Give me. Bring it. Fill me. And leave. That's it. The true request, the true prayer, is something we only receive from above. We continue, Gilad.
Yes, we're in item 99. From the above, you will understand also the meaning of anyone who practices Torah lo lishma, not for her sake, his Torah becomes for him a potion of death. And also what they said about the verse, indeed you are a God who hides, that the Creator hides himself in the Torah. We asked above. It makes sense that the Creator is hidden specifically in worldly matters and in the vanities of this world, which are outside the Torah, and not in the Torah itself, as only there is a place of the revelation. And we asked further, this concealment that the Creator hides himself to be sought and found, as it is written in the Zohar, why do I need all of this? Item 100. From the above men explained,
hold on, PT 25. David, no, whoever's there?
Shlomo. Good morning. The question is about the prayer and the exertion in the prayer. The exertion in the prayer. Because exertion in actions, in dissemination, etc. We have really, the friends are heroes, mighty, each one of them truly. How can we labor in the prayer so it will be a labor, an exertion that is aimed towards the same place? Because each one doing it by himself, that's fine. But how can we all knock on the same place? How can we make this exertion in the same direction together?
How to combine all your questions, all your expectations to one request, expectation, demand from the Creator, and to one, you need to scrutinize that between you, to be as one man in one heart. Speak amongst yourself more and more. What are the lacks? What are the problems? What are the requests? What do you want? What exactly do you want from the Creator? And be close to that. It's allowed to talk about it. Since this is, after all, this is your question, your scrutiny is one. You need to be together in one heart toward one Creator. There's nothing personal here. This is something personal of the ten, and doesn't belong to Shlomo or David.
You gave us some exercise, I think a week ago, to make a list so each one will write down all of his prayers throughout the day. We're doing this exercise. There is a list of prayers. Is there a need to work with it, to create out of the prayers of everyone a single prayer, to do something deeper with it, or?
I think so, but every day, I don't know if you have time. We're now working with the social writings of the Rabash. So I can tell them to do this and this and that. It's a problem. Just lack of time.
So it won't become a habit, or maybe it should be a habit that we write down the prayer each day.
The fact that a person writes a prayer every day where he can sum up in one or two lines what he truly wants, and not that it will be as yesterday. This is good. This is good. PT 26.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav. My question is life when I feel each and every friend as the center of the ten without any difference?
Lo hivanti.
Didn't get it? You feel each and every friend?
Yes, is it that I feel every friend in the center of the ten without any difference between anyone? Is that considered life?
No, you have to see, nevertheless, how different they are, and together with that, how much they're willing to connect and yearn for one Creator.
No, Latin 5.
Okay, Latin 5. I don't want to hurt the friends.
Shalom Rav. Una pregunta de un amigo. Si ya estamos adheridos al Creador con deleite y amor, ¿qué acción interna debe hacer nuestra decena para ser conscientes de este estado?
To feel the Creator exists between you. How is that expressed? How connected you are to one another, how much you love one another, how much you have this inclination towards one another, you don't forget about one another. In short, this is the meaning of the beginning of the revelation of the Creator. Turkey 3.
Please. A question from my friend. What does it mean? Study Torah in Lolishma means portion of that.
To study the Torah Lolishma means to study it for the purpose of myself, for my ego. Meaning I'm still in a state where I wish to achieve everything for my own benefit, for self-benefit. This is called Lolishma. This is in a very simple, straightforward manner. Because in truth, Lolishma too is actually spiritual, and there's more details to discuss. But let's put it like this. For myself, when I already study the wisdom of Kabbalah, for myself, Lo Lishma, if I'm already somewhat corrected, meaning I have the Tzimtzum restriction, and after that some addition towards bestowal, then this is called Lishma. Kiev 2.
Доброе утро, Рав. Как связана молитва, предотвращающая молитву?
Good morning, Rav. How is a prayer before prayer related to the main prayer? How are they related?
Basically, the prayer before a prayer is more important. It organizes the kli that we turn to the Creator with this kli as a prayer. But the prayer before the prayer organizes the kli, and so without it, I'm not going to turn correctly with the right prayer, the right question. So the prayer before the prayer is very important. That's why before the lesson, we also get organized. It's like the athletes do a warm-up before they engage in their sport or go into a contest. And so we warm up our hearts, our connections, and so on. And this is how we get closer to the prayer. Turkey 1.
Dear Rao, a question from R10 about the prayer. Is it sufficient to feel the prayer inside us, for instance, when we feel the deficiency of friends in the tent? Or should I necessarily express the prayer with the words?
Sometimes we cannot express in words what we feel in the heart, but this is good too. But the fact that you can compress it to a few words, to a sentence, that's a sign of success. It's a sign of a final scrutiny. Yes, Gilad.
We're reading from item 100 from the article. From the above explained, you can thoroughly understand that this concealment that the Creator hides himself so as to be sought is the concealment of the face, which he conducts with his creations in two manners, one concealment and concealment within concealment. And the Zohar tells us that we should not even consider that the Creator wishes to remain in a guidance of concealed face from His creations. Rather, it is like a person who deliberately hides himself so his friend will seek and find him. Similarly, the Creator behaves in concealment of face with His creations only because He wants people to seek the disclosure of His face and find Him. In other words, there would be no way or inlet for people to attain the light of the King's face had He not first behaved with them in concealment of the face. Thus, the whole concealment is but a preparation for the disclosure of the face.
But that's a very critical preparation, because everything that appears in the revelation of the face is what exists in the concealment of the face. So, had there been no concealment, there would be nothing to reveal. Let's put it like this. It's like there is something here in my desk, in this drawer under the desk, and you don't know what it is. And then I reveal it to you and give it to you. So it's on the condition that it was there before, meaning it's impossible that there is some corrections, states that appear and were not concealed beforehand. That's a must. That has to happen. Without it, revelation is impossible. That's why it's called revelation, because it comes out of the concealment.
All
right. Questions, Turkey 3.
Another question from my friends. What is providence in the study?
When a person studies in the right fashion with the group, then there is aid from above, from the Creator. Holland 1.
Yeah, thank you, Ralph. A question about an observation. When we are in this lesson of 3 hours, you can go up and down and feel more concentrated or less concentrated. Every time when we read tests, then there's like you're on rails. You feel very like you're kept in it. What is it about these texts? What is it about tests that is doing this to us?
כשאנחנו קוראים חומרים, במיוחד שאנחנו קוראים תעס, אנחנו מרגישים שאנחנו ממש מרוכזים, מפוקסים. מה יש בחומר הזה שעושה לנו את זה?
אני לא חושב שזה בחומר, אני חושב שזה...
I don't think it's the material. I think it's your friends who are studying with you. If you would study alone, you wouldn't be focused or concentrated at all. It all depends on a mass of people around you who wish to feel and attain and focus. Mutual study is spiritual. Studying alone is academic and corporeal.
Peter,
oh...
вопрос про молитву, когда я
a question about prayer. When I write to prayer every day, whether on paper or in discussion with the friends, should I extract the prayer I have from my heart? Let's say there's a friend who's ill or who's not in the lesson, and that's really what concerns me. Or what I have in my mind, what I once read, or...
What do you choose? What is your prayer? That depends, but we should advertise it to the friends afterwards. Sure, why not? We need to put all these prayers together afterwards.
Beersheva.
Thank you. Boker tov rav, chaverim.
Good morning, Rav, and dear friends and world kli. I wanted to ask, with your permission, Rav, you gave an answer about the essence of life that a person feels. You said this is the sensation of a protein. Can that same sensation exist also without that same energetic particle that comes from the upper force?
I don't know. These are things we don't discuss. I don't know. Right now, I'm in a completely different state. Can't answer you. Sorry. Azerbaijan.
Rav, доброе утро. Полгода назад мы где-то на уроке услышали от вас по поводу того, что молитва Шма.
6 months ago, we heard in the lesson from you that the prayer Shema Yisrael helps build new vessels. Since then, every meeting we try and enter that prayer together. Should we add to that also a prayer before prayer?
I don't know. If you already say Shema Yisrael, Hero Israel, as a kind of a habit, that's good. It's worthwhile. But it's not mandatory. It's not a must. Again, what he says, he also writes this, both Rabash and Bala Sulam, that the words that we utter during the lesson together with the friends and the Creator, that is actually the true prayer, because it comes directly from the heart and from everyone together. And a prayer that, even if it's Shema Yisrael, which is a... Which the main thing there is here, Hero Israel, the Lord is God, the Lord is one. Or love thy Lord, it refers to adhesion. All in all, it refers to the complete degree of love, adhesion. So ultimately, we all pray the same prayer. PT 5.
If a person has resistance or rejection from the friends and he condemns them, how can he pray for them?
It's excellent. This is excellent. His ego is showing him where he actually controls the person, and that the person cannot actually connect to the friends, and he is in horrible states, and I know it because I went through it as well. And these are good signs. It's good signs. It's signs of a very great evil inclination, and accordingly, there will also be a good inclination at some point. It's a great soul. Indicates a great soul. So these things are things you have to go through, and we have to help each other so as to help the person and see his difficulty, that this is what the group has to take upon itself, and it has to be distributed, meaning it's a collective burden. Let's say there's such a person in the group who is a big egoist, and he doesn't understand what he is demanded to love others, take them into account. He's not capable. So we have to understand that it's not for no reason that we have received such a coarse person with a coarse will to receive into the group. It's in order to take that will to receive and try to work on it together. And not that we disrespect it and reject him. Yes.
And a person himself that condemns, that feels that way, what can he do to advance the prayer?
He can't. If he could, it's not a great will to receive then. He can't. He sees how much he hates everyone and he can't do anything about it. Also, not that he hates that much, but more like rejects. And they perhaps don't understand how could it be that he behaves this way. Because rejecting them, how is that possible? But he can't do any other way, because that's how his will to receive works. So everyone needs to understand that we have a great asset here. Because, as it is said, the little one will become the greatest one. So we have to guard such a person and not let him escape, and also not let him be too harmful. But any time we can work on his will to receive, we can truly gain high degrees. Because one who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than himself. And if the group escapes it and throws out such a person, or lets him escape, then it loses. It will lose.
Rav, can you advise us how to evoke envy in prayer? It's inner work, so how can we awaken this jealousy?
Wait, how does that have to do with the prayer? How to awaken envy?
How do you evoke jealousy to pray? Can I do that?
I don't understand what you're saying. How to awaken envy of prayer?
We can usually awaken envy for upliftment, the importance of the goal, etc. But in a place where a person feels that he is suffering, that he condemns the Creator, he prays, and is in an internal place, you can't awaken jealousy or envy in such a state. How can you pass on to your friends your overcoming towards prayer?
An example. Show it in this kind of subtle way so they are envy, no more than that.
That's what I'm asking, how? Because it's internal. What example?
In all kinds of different external kind of hints. Alright, guys, what are we doing? Where are we now?
Item 101.
Right, but what else is in the plan today?
We have the Rabash writings.
That's at the end.
We have the introduction to Panim Yirot Masbirot.
No, last generation.
Last generation, okay.
I think there's not many there. So no. Why two? Why two? Where are we?
We are on item 15.
No, they added many here.
No, sorry, you're right. I was my mistake. We have many here more.
Please go ahead.
So moving on to the connection of the world, last generation.